Get any news about your horse?
Not a dad darn word. Wait around over there at the post office more than half an hour.
Nobody seen him, man.
Nobody seen hide nor hair of him. With all the dad darn luck. Just when I was getting him in good shape for the race, too.
Well, which way did he run when he got loose from me yesterday? Well,
I told you we was out by Joe Brown's place and he got scared, didn't I?
Yes.
Well, he kept on going right out that road.
Why, that's the road you take to go to Knoxville. Maybe the darn fool's heading for home.
What am I going to do, Zeb? I ain't going to lose all the money I paid for that horse for nobody.
Well, since you ask me, I think it's darn good riddance.
Is that the way you're...
You're spending all your money on that old nag, and what are you going to get out of it?
Now, you look here. I ain't going to stand for none of that.
What?
Not another dad darn word of it. You hear me?
Well, what's good into you?
Maybe I ain't, but I am. Right now. Long as my horse was around here, I stood for your dad darn insult and called him names and everything. But now that he's gone.
Why, I'm darned if I don't believe you're crying.
Yeah, you're crazy. But if you say another word again, my horse, I'm gonna break up our partnership.
Why, I didn't know you felt that way about it.
Well, you know it now, don't you?
Yes, I guess I do, but I wouldn't...
Well, what about it? Are you going to stop saying these things like that, or do you want me to pull out?
Concern it, Eb.
Well, which is it going to be, me or the horse?
Well, of course, I won't say nothing more like that if it makes you feel so bad, Eb. Leastwise, not so long as your horse is lost.
Well, all right. And now, what am I going to do to get him back?
Well, darned if I know. What can you do?
Well, I know. I'm going to put an ad in the Gazette and offer a reward. That's what I'm going to do.
Yes, but that'll cost money, you know.
And you're going to help me. Take that piece of paper and put down what I tell you. Come on, hurry up.
Not
anyway.
All right, but you don't need to get your head up about it.
I ain't all head up. I'm just going to get my horse back, that's all. Mm. Put down this here. Lost. A horse by the... No. Put it in big letters.
Mm.
You don't want him to think he's a little horse, do you?
All right, but them big letters will cost more.
Well, darned if I care. Mm. You got that down?
Yes.
By the name of Flash Peters.
Oh, what?
A horse by the name of Flash Peters.
What's the use of putting his name in? He can't read nohow.
Go on, put it down. You got it?
Mm.
Got it there?
Yes, I got it.
Now put racehorse, navy blue on the outside, and... Sorrel on the inside.
I'll be darned if you ain't going to spend all our
money. It's my horse, ain't it? Mm. Go on now, put it down.
Mm.
Now put down, it looks kind of like a new moon. It looks kind of like a new moon with legs on it.
Oh, Eb, you're putting too much in here.
I'm going to get that horse back. Now right under that, put in still bigger letters. He don't like bees.
Don't like bees? Well, what's the use?
He don't like them, does he?
Mm.
Well, put it down.
Well, we did.
Put it down.
All right.
Go on now. You got it?
Yes.
Now put $25 reward for information leading my horse back to the barn.
$25?
That's what I said, ain't it? Put it down.
Oh, that's more than...
You said you want me to pull out?
Well, what I meant was, that's more than I thought it'd be, that's all.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. $25. Now put at the bottom, Ed Peters.
Well, it's all down there. Now, who's going to pay for it?
I'm going to pay for it. Out of the cash register, that's who.
Now, look here, Ed Peters. I've stood for a lot from you this morning, but I'm...
Yes, but what about it?
Well, I'm just going to say, if there ain't enough in the cash register, I've got 10 in my pocket I'd like you have.
Sure. That's pretty nice of you, that, Zeb. I guess we'll have enough. I raised some money while you was over at the hotel this morning.
You did? Well, say, that's fine. Now, how'd you do it?
I sold your overcoat.
You what?
Sold your overcoat.
Wait.
The second-hand man was here.
Well, Dad, yeah, but that is pretty near a new overcoat. Only had it 2 years. What in tarnation did you do that?
I'm going to get my horse back.
Well, I hope you get him back pretty darn quick. I won't have no clothes left if you don't. First my sweater, now my overcoat. I never seen no such good doing.
When I get my horse back and he wins that race, I'll buy you a new one.
Yes,
and better than you got now,
wait,
too.
Howdy, mister. Something that you just... What?
Is he here?
Well, who do you mean?
Shh! That's what I came to find out. Is he here?
Why, no. Leastwise, there's nobody but Eb and me here.
Are you sure?
Sure. Well, I think I am. Can't you see for yourself?
Shh! Sometimes the hand is quicker than the eye. Have you looked every place?
Why, no, we ain't. Ain't been looking for nobody.
Why not?
Why, I don't know. Who'd we be looking for?
That's what I came to find out. Is he here?
Sakes alive, mister. I told you there ain't nobody else here, didn't I?
Yes, but even the greatest make mistakes. Did you ever attend the Kentucky Derby?
No, I never did, but what's that?
Did you ever witness the Preakness?
Why, no. You see, we ain't much...
Did you ever sit in the stands at Agua Caliente?
No, can't say we did. Ain't never been...
Are you going to the races at the county fair in Squidgeville?
Why, yes.
Your dad there in Tootin were going. And what else?
A clue at last. You are the man.
No, I ain't neither. I've never done nothing. Not a dad there.
You are the man that lost a horse.
Huh? A horse? What do you know about him?
What do I know about him? Mm. I know everything.
And now listen, mister. When I bought him, I didn't know that he was... That.
Shut there. Maybe he don't know the horse was stolen.
You're right. I don't. But if you hadn't stopped him when you did, I would have known. But I know where he is.
You do? Where is he?
Not so fast. It's a secret.
A secret? Now, see here, it's Ed's horse.
A secret, and I promised my mother I'd never tell.
What's your mother got to do with...
Shh, not so loud. You will wake her.
Wake who?
My mother. Well, she's asleep now.
Yes, you do. Where is he?
Not so fast. It's a secret.
A secret? Now, see here, it's Ed's horse.
Secret, and I promised my mother I'd never tell.
Well, what's your mother got to do with...
Shh, not so loud. You will wake her.
Wake who?
My mother. Well, she's asleep now, and if she doesn't wake up, I'll tell you.
Yes, but where is your mother?
In Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? Why, that's almost...
Is there a reward for the horse?
Why, yes. I'll give 20.
Sure, there's reward. It's $10, mister.
$10?
Yes.
3, 5, 4, 1 in a bucket of blood. Listen, I've spent 5 years and $10,000 looking for this horse. Traveled all over the world. Europe, Asia, Africa, Long Island.
Yes, but this horse has only been lost for one day.
I spent a year on the Sahara Desert searching for your horse. An entire year without water. No, not a drop. It was terrible.
A year without water? 6 alive, mister. How could you do it?
Shh. I drank beer, but the horse was not there. I went to China, spent 2 years there learning the language. Chew gum drop. Very difficult.
Yes, but why did you have to learn the language?
So if I found your horse, I could say whoa in Chinese.
Well, say the word. I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, but shucks. My horse couldn't be over there. He was only lost.
Elementary, yes, my dear Watson, elementary. But it took me 2 years to find that out. From there, I went to the barren ice wastes of northern Siberia. You'd never imagine how much ice is wasted there till you see it. I tramped those barren ice wastes for months without nothing on my feet but... Nothing on my feet.
Yes, but what?
But shoes. Yeah. Alas, your horse was not there. I crossed the Pacific again. I was determined I'd find him. And after another year of fruitless search... At last.
Shh.
I found him.
Now look here, mister. Are you just kidding me, or you sure know enough of where my horse is?
Shh. I could tell you this minute. But your reward? $10. It's ridiculous. I could never take it.
Well, if you know where he is, I could make it.
I myself will name the reward. And you can take it or leave it.
Well,
after all my years of effort, I cannot accept a cent less than...
Yes.
A cent less than...
Yes.
2 bits.
Well, that's less than...
Shut up, Ed. All right, mister. We'll pay it. That'll be all right. Now, where is the horse?
Not so loud.
What?
He's tied.
Yes, but tied to what?
The North Pole.
You know what I think, Zeb?
What?
I think that feller's kind of cracked.